speak what you want. Spoken Holy Spirit, speak through me. We are nothing without you, Lord, and we need you, and we are hungry for you, and so we're hungry and expectant. So just speak through me, Father, in the name of Jesus. When I heard that I was going to do the message today, I started asking the Lord, you know, what do you want to say? It's unconditional love. So that's the theme this month, and I just really felt like he said, simple, keep it simple. And then when Sheila taught a few weeks ago, she said, Lord just told her, keep the message simple, you know, and because really when you think about it, the Lord, yes, he is all powerful. He's God, but he's simple too, if that even makes any sense. But then, and then I just felt like he said, you know, we're children, we're his children. We should come to him as children. And so that's what we're going to kind of talk about, what it means, you know, to be a child. And humility, we come to him in humility. And, you know, we've all been, God's love has been misrepresented to us, all of us, by our parents, our grandparents, just society, teachers. And one morning I woke up and I've felt the Holy Spirit said, I've been misrepresented for generations. And he's been misrepresented. You know, yes, we know we've got the devil, we've got the fall of man, all that is into account. And when we get born again, we're new creations. Our eyes are open, and then we see the truth. We see that Father, there is a Father God. We see there is a devil, but we have to sometimes clean ourselves up, and it's a process. I think we're going to be learning about God's love through all eternity. I think there's so many facets, and I mean, he's just so awesome that it's not just one sermon or two sermons that we learn God is love. It's going to be our eternity. You know, that's why he created us. So, and then I said, well, Lord, what do you want for a title? And he said, I felt like the Holy Spirit said, God is love, period. Period. And then, so I said, okay. So I got to thinking what's like for little children. Oh, and first, before I go there, I just want to, when Tom mentioned the Asbury University, I don't know, revival, awakening, whatever it is, God is moving. And an interesting thing, that area, there was the Cane Ridge Revival back in the 1800s. There was, then I think it was 1905, there's been outpouring, there's 1908. I mean, that, in the, just in that university. And in 1970, guess what? It was the Sun, or well, that whenever, I think they had Super Bowls back then. But guess who won the Super Bowl on the same week the outpouring began? The Chiefs. And Bob Jones, I don't know if you ever heard of Bob Jones, he's a prophet, he's gone now, but he had prophesied that there would be an outpouring in the youth, and that's where it's at, in the college, we begin with the youth, the year the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. So God is awesome. I mean, it's just awesome. There's so many things happening. Is anybody watching The Chosen?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's the best depiction of Jesus ever. And do you listen to the testimonies of people, how God is touching people's lives? I mean, he's spoken to me several times watching it. And one that he's reminding me of now, it's kind of based on this message. He said, did you notice I first appeared to shepherds, the most, and at that time, the most low class, most humble people group of that period. And he just said, and humble people still seek me. That's who he comes to. He comes to humble. So I just praise God that he is moving in the youth, and it's not going to stop. I believe it just going to keep going. Father, it's going to keep going. And I just praise you, Lord. I'm so excited. So thank you, Tom, for bringing that up. But anyway, okay, back to my message. God is love, period. But we must come to him as a little child. Jesus even told us. And let me find it. I'm going out of... Yes, The Chosen is free. You download it. You can watch it on your phone or upload it to your smartphone. I mean, it's just awesome. It's just, yeah, all, yep, thank you. Okay, so back to my message. I'm going out of sync here, but I think that's what I want to do. Oh, Matthew 18:3-4, the simplicity of a child. Jesus said to the disciples, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So we come to him. We acknowledge he is God, first of all. He is Father. And we need, I don't care how old, if you're 99, you still need a father. That's just the way it is. And there's a lot of stuff out there going on in the world. And, you know, we try to do our best not to hear it, not to listen to it, not to watch it, but it's hard not to, you know, be touched by it. But one of the things is, my truth. This is my truth. You know, it may be true. And a lot of times it's becoming from victim, someone that's been abused and a victim. Yes, my goodness, that is your truth. You've been hurt, you've been victimized. But the real truth is God is love. God the Father did not, that was not his will, that was not his desire that you be abused. It was not his plan that, you know, any of us grow up being hurt and wounded. But he also has to honor, he gives mankind free will. You know, he can't control people. He won't, because he gives us a will. We all want to do what we want to do, right? Now, I'm not saying that when we're hurt, when we're abused, you know, I'm not saying that's right. Not at all. Not at all. But that people have a will. And we're seeing some of that more and more prevalent in our country. They have a will. They're worshiping Satan. They're right on the Grammys. But the good news is, I believe, remember, Satan's gig has always been, he's a deceiver. He hides. He lies. Now he's being pushed out into the open. Do you notice that? More and more evil is being exposed. And I believe it has to do with God is shining his light into the darkness. He is supernaturally bringing darkness to the light. He is exposing the enemy. And he's like, witness the Cane Ridge, or not the Cane Ridge, but the Asbury revival. He is pouring out his spirit. So we need to help people understand that the word of God is the truth. Yes, you were abused, but you have a God, a Father that loves you. And he sent his son to die for you. And he loves you and wants to help you. He wants to heal you. That's the truth. Yes, we can empathize and have compassion on them. My goodness, yes. But we don't enable them. We don't leave them stuck. Amen? So, I thought it was funny. I felt like you need to come to me as a child. Okay, said, okay, Lord. And so it just happened. I finished my message and everything. And this week, I went to the mailbox and got my little small town newspaper. And because it was Valentine's Day, you know, last week. And they did it, the writer, she found this study that they did. A group of professionals posed this question to a group of 4 to 8-year-olds. What does love mean? Okay, so these are little kids, 4 to 8. Rebecca, age 8. When my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore. So my father, my grandfather does it for her all the time, even when his hands are got arthritis too. That's love. When someone loves you, the way they say your name is different. You just know that your name is safe in their mouth. Billy, that's Billy, age 4. Love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on shaving cologne and they go out and smell each other. That was Carl, age 5. And I feel like, you know, the Lord is showing the innocence of a child, you know? Okay, here's Chrissy, age 6. Love is when you go out to eat and give somebody most of your French fries without making them give you any of theirs. Danny, age 8. Love is when my mommy makes coffee for my daddy and she takes a sip before giving it to him to make sure the taste is okay. Love is what's in the room when you at Christmas, if you stop opening presents and just listen. This is age 7. If you want to learn to love better, you should start with a friend who you hate.
That's a good one.
That's Nika, age 6.
Wow.
Tommy, age 6. Love is like a little old woman and a little old man who are still friends even after they know each other so well. There's some more. Love is when you tell a guy you like his shirt, then he wears it every day. Love is what makes you smile when you're tired. Oh, this is a good one. This is Cindy, age 8. During my piano recital, I was on stage and I was scared. I looked at all the people watching me and I saw my daddy waving and smiling. He was the only one doing that. I wasn't scared anymore. Love is when mommy gives daddy the best piece of chicken. Love is when your puppy licks your face even after you left him alone all day. Marianne, age 4. This one is probably the best. As a 4-year-old whose next door neighbor was an elderly gentleman who had recently lost his wife. Upon seeing the man cry, the little boy went into the old gentleman's yard, climbed onto his lap, and just sat there. When his mother asked what he had said to the neighbor, the little boy said, "Nothing. I just helped him cry." Too cute. Selah, the love of a child. No, they haven't been soiled by this earth. But that's how Father sees us. He sees us before we were hurt, before we were wounded. And then now he sees us when we're wounded, and he wants us to be that father, to take that little boy, little girl, and comfort them. Doesn't matter how old we get. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You know, there's the unconditional love. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8 tells us what love is. Love suffers long and is kind. I don't read if you do this or after you do this. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things. Father God, he bears, you know, when we have our little tantrums and, you know, when we're upset. He just watches us. Oh, I didn't mean that towards you. But I think it's the Holy Spirit telling you, Jenny, it's okay.
He still loves me.
He still loves you. You know, he'll just listen. I had a rant the other day about something. I don't even remember what it was. And I said, you know, finally, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. He goes, are you finished? I said, yeah. He didn't condemn me. He just said, okay. And help me, you know, work through it. And that's all he wants to do. He wants a relationship with us. But sometimes we got junk in the way. So love bears all things, believes all things. God believes all things about you, all things about us. He believes we can do anything. He knows we can. What David, he leapt over, what's that scripture? He jumped over a wall and, why can't I think of it? You know what I'm talking about. Hopes all things. He hopes for us. And he endures all things. Love never fails. Thank you, Lord. So, how do we experience, you know, most of us in this church, we've been through a lot of healing. We've been through a lot of Jack Frost teaching and have gotten a lot of healing. But, you know, like I said, we still need it, and we get darts thrown at us every day. And that's what I was thinking about, flying airplanes. You could be as a symbol, you know. We know God loves us. We know we're his kids. We're in his family. But we have an enemy, and he's throwing arrows at us. The Bible even says, put on the whole armor of God to quench the fiery darts. Because we've got an enemy he's going to tell you, God doesn't love you. Oh, you looked at that girl wrong, or you had a fit. That God doesn't love you. Love you, love you. You know, he's a liar, 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 liar. Yeah. See? So, you know, that's why the Father wants us rooted and grounded in his love. No matter what comes at us, no matter what happens to us. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So how do we experience it? And I just felt like the Lord said to use the Lord's Prayer as an example. And Jesus, that's what he taught the disciples how to pray. First thing, our Father. We're acknowledging he is a Father. And then it's who art in heaven. So he's in heaven. He's big. He's in heaven. Who can describe the heavens? Hallowed be your name. We acknowledge that he is holy. He is awesome. He is to be revered. You know, there is the fear of the Lord, not as in a scared type, but I mean, he's God. He is God. And I think that's where the enemy comes in and lies to people. Well, you know, God hates this. He hates evil. He hates sin. Yes, he does. He does hate those things. But he's first a Father, because he loves us just because, one, we created. He created us. That's it. He took the time to form us in our mother's womb. Every time. So then we've got, you know, sin that entered the fall of man, and then now we've got the liar, Lucifer. He knows how good God is. I mean, my gosh, he was in heaven with him. He knows how good he is. So he doesn't want us to know, because he's deceived. He thinks he's going to exalt himself above God. So he brings these lies. Well, God's holy. You can't. You're nothing but a, you know, you told a lie, or you know, whatever. You did something wrong. Whatever he tries to lie you with. God's not going to love you. See? God hates that. So he hates you. No. You're a liar, devil. That's the other part of walking and experiencing Father's love. The innocence and the simplicity of a child, but also We have to have the actions of a warrior because we have that enemy. Amen?
Amen.
So, where was I at? Hallowed be your name. We acknowledge that he is holy. He is sacred. He's to be revered, to be honored. Your kingdom come. Okay, so there's a kingdom. He's a king, and there's a kingdom. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus told us how to pray that. So that tells us Father is interested in on our earth. What's happening on earth? His desire is to move and be involved in the earth. You know, so many people, you know, over the years, you know, you know, people that have, you know, health issues, and I'd say, you know, well, can I pray for you? I'll, you know, God wants to touch you and heal me. Oh, he's got too many bigger things to deal with. He doesn't care about me. Has anybody ever heard that? I've heard that. I don't know how many times people tell me that. So that's a lie. And he's big enough, by the way. So he is interested. He has desire to be involved. Give us this day our daily bread. We give him permission to help us daily. Daily. Daily bread is his word, our spiritual food. We take 3 meals a day, natural. And do we take, and you know, another lie of the enemy. Well, you didn't read enough scriptures today. You know, when you do it, then it's never enough. Exactly. He lies to us. Well, you only read one verse. God's mad at you. That dart, you liar, devil. No. In the name of Jesus, get. Because we couldn't, I mean, it's meant to be meditated. We don't eat a whole plat of food, gulp, do we? No, it's bite by bite. Yeah, some people do, but bite by bite. So break that off of you. Even if all you hear, all you have time in the morning, someday is God is love. That's it. Just meditate that all day. Father, God is love. And that is, I didn't even read that. That is in John 14, no, 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love God does not know God, for God is love. If all you can chew on that day and meditate on that day is God is love, that is awesome. Because the Holy Spirit will teach you and show you ways. Okay, I'll hurry here, Jenny. Give us our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, those who hurt us, that cause us pain, that are just irritants sometimes. We have to forgive them. Forgive us. We ask God to forgive us first, then we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We need Father's spiritual strength. We can't defeat the devil on our own. We do not have the strength. We need his power. We need his might. We need his discernment. We need Jesus's blood. We need the word. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is a kingdom, and his kingdom is going to last forever, for all eternity. What we see today is going to be gone. Our lives are just a whisper, a breath for eternity. So I just want to encourage you just to let's seek Father's love more. Seek him, and we want revival here. We want an awakening in our area. We do. And God's faithful. He will do it. I believe he will do it. He's getting us ready. And this is part of getting us ready. When we see people, we see them that God created them. We don't look at what they're wearing, if they smell bad. We want to look at them as Jesus looks at them, with compassion. We don't look at their sin. We look at them as a child of God that Father created, and he loves them and wants them to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you. We just praise you. You are so good. You're so good. And we want to be that light in our dark world here, Lord. So help us, use us. May we listen to you in every day for our daily bread, to hear your spiritual bread for us that day. Just not only just to bring healing to our lives and just to have that walk daily with you, that knowing that you're with us, you are for us, you're with us. And then once we are filled up, Father, that is going to spill out to those around us. We thank you, Father. Amen.